Good morning, 7:40 here on a very windy. I had to be persuaded by all the people that it is windy because I thought it wasn't, but it is definitely windy out there. So please be careful on the bridges crossing the water because that's where you experience it the most. Joining us now, we have Sheriff Chip Simmons, Escambia County Sheriff Chip Simmons. Sheriff, welcome back to the show, sir.
Good morning, Andrew. So let me get this clear. You didn't think it was windy?
Well, okay, so because I got people texting me and saying the wind on the bridge, and I looked up. I have a what's usually a pretty reliable wind map that showed me 10 to 15 miles an hour. And I'm like, okay. But then everybody said, no, it's really windy. And I looked outside and I'm like, well, I can see it now.
It's pretty windy out there.
So, you know, I will be corrected. Take that. Thanks for piling on, sir. I appreciate
you're welcome.
That.
I just might as well.
You're
like
the best.
To do.
It's certainly deserved.
so like you've never piled on.
Well, yeah, exactly. Where's that bronze statue anyway? Sorry. Not anywhere
in public.
It wasn't you. You solved the... Anyway, let's move on. Friday, we had a shooting in Century. Is that right?
That's correct. We had a report of a male guy that had gotten shot in his home, apparently. These are the things he's alleges to have taken place.
I got you.
That,
okay.
Some dude broke in, shot him in the stomach, and then fled. We're not buying all of that. But luckily, he looks like he is going to survive. And we... are going to continue to talk to him, trying to get the information that we really
need. You
mean
people get involved in incidents and then don't tell the whole truth about them sometimes?
That's exactly what I mean.
Yeah, it's funny because when I say alleged, it's because of legally I'm obligated to say alleged. When you say alleged, it's like, I don't believe him. I have my doubts about this story. So fair enough. All right. That actually brings something up. We haven't had a lot of bad events in Escambia County this last week, which is great. I'm always happy to have that be light. But we did see this very awful shooting over in Baldwin County, right? You had like a group of 1,000 people get together at this outdoor party. People got into a conversation, and you wound up having, I mean, God, what is it, like 30 people got shot, some crazy, you know, 3 people killed.
I think 18 people got shot.
18, okay.
I mean, it was an enormous number. Killed.
I mean, because gunfire breaks out in a crowded area, and who knows what can happen. But it made me think we've had incidents not quite like that, but we've had the big parties. You know, the big outdoor parties, and we're getting into that time of year where it's warm and people want to go out and celebrate. And, you know, I remember, like, you know, I think Lexington Terrace was one and Bristol Park was one. And I forget the name of the park that's up towards Century.
Carver.
Carver Park. That's right. That there's been stuff like this. But I know you guys have taken action to kind of thwart some of these events from taking place because the event makes the crime more possible, right?
Well, there's a couple of things that we've done in the past. Last year alone, we've taken advantage of a statute that allows for unpermitted spontaneous events or events that are advertised on social media, you know, where anyone can come, you know, mm-hmm. open type parties, and they're unsanctioned. If we get wind of these things, we can post signs that show that this is a special event zone. And what that does, it allows us to not only ticket the cars that are in proximity or violating the law, but also the fines are like doubled, and then we can get costs for the tow trucks and all sort of thing. And once we figure out who the organizers are, we can hold them accountable for it. And it works pretty well. If you can find an organizer, if you can find someone that's posted a booth up there and that sort of thing. Because if you're there and you have a booth and we say, hey, who's in charge of this party? I don't know anything about anything. We have to go then. That means there's no one in charge of this thing here, so we can shut it down. So that helped a lot last year, this posting of a special event area. There's also one that we alleged to have threatened to shut down the beach if during spring break a lot of people would come here and mm-hmm. take over the beach like they try to do. We had signs made up saying this beach is closed, and this, again, taking advantage of another state statute that allows the sheriff of the county to shut down.
When was that?
A riotous. This was, I sent an email to all the members of the Center of Island Authority and
okay.
to the Board of County Commissioners at the beginning of spring break because we got word that like Panama City and some of these other counties were shutting down their areas. And
okay.
we got word, intelligence was, that they were going to come to Pensacola Beach.
Oh, okay.
But we didn't want them to tear up our beach. So I had the signs made up. I actually issued out hammers to the lieutenants on the beach so that they can post these things in an open area so that people understand what's taking place. But we didn't have to do that, fortunately. We had enough security. We had enough cameras out there. We didn't have any problems. So this is how law enforcement can address some of these things.
Didn't actually go up?
No, we never had to use that.
That would have been a response to crowds coming.
That's correct.
I gotcha. Okay.
Well, not just crowds. We're all for crowds. Difficult. Just unruly crowds that cause raucous behavior.
So you guys have been proactive at preventing these large gatherings when they don't have permits.
As much as we can be, yes. And as long as we're aware of them.
And that was it was right by your offices. You had, I don't want to say, was it the Boys and Girls Club? I think it was the Y, but it wasn't the Y.
Right.
And that was kind of one of those sort of situations too, but after the fact, right?
That's correct. Sometimes these things happen, I say spontaneously, but they happen so quickly that we have, we're a little bit slow to react.
Right.
And in that particular situation, we did get there. We did basically shut that down once we had the response that we needed.
Sheriff, I know you're well familiar with this terrible incident that took place in Okaloosa County. The Hurlburt, they're now on a stand down in basically grief and mourning over this air crewman, getting killed by a deputy. FDLE is investigating. I know you've seen the body camera video, and I want to ask you to comment on the shooting, and mostly because I would put you in the unfair position of having to comment on another agency that they haven't made a decision and they're waiting for law enforcement to play out. So it'd be just as inappropriate for you. People sometimes ask, why don't you ask them the hard questions? Well, because if I ask him a question that he can't answer, they kind of make us both look stupid. What's the point of that? Like, you got to have some good discretion about what you can and can't ask. I will say and what's productive to ask. I will say the one question that I had about this is, I think about myself as a homeowner. I'm putting myself in this airman's shoes. If I'm at home and somebody knocks on my front door, and I didn't call for law enforcement. Okay. Right. Obviously if somebody says they're the cops, if I can look out my front door and see that, well, that's one thing. Okay. But let's say I'm not sure, or let's say the keyhole doesn't show them because you're trained not to stand in front of the door for very obvious self, defensive reasons. What do you want me to do? Cause I'm bringing a gun to the door if I'm worried. 100% I'm bringing a gun to the door, but what then do you want me to do so that I comply, but also I'm safe and you're not threatened?
Well, again, that's the key there, I guess, is that what would a reasonable person do when they hear a knocking on the door late at night? I don't recall.
It was actually daytime in this case.
Okay. So I think that I always look out a peephole or look through the window area of my front door before I open the door. And many times I come to the door armed. I don't know every time I come to the door armed, but I don't just open up the door unless I'm certain who it is.
Mm-hmm.
If it appears to be a delivery guy or someone that I might be expecting, then yes, I would likely open the door. If it is someone that I'm not aware of, certainly if it's at night, then I do go to the door with a gun. Mm-hmm. I don't know that an individual can see the gun that I have, but I do have the weapon.
So if I'm trying to discern whether you're law enforcement or not and trying to be safe and, we had this whole conversation the other day about it seems, you're in your right to have a gun pointed at, not at somebody on your property, but at the same time, you got to be smart about, how people react to that. Do you want me to have it like concealed? Do you want me to say, hey, give me a minute, let me go put it on a table? What kind of interaction do you want me to have with law enforcement to avoid a problem, as much as we can?
Well, I think the difficult thing here is that we're talking about something as if it were a perfect scenario, if everything worked out right.
Right.
And 99.9% of the time, things work out perfectly because people likely do come to the door with a gun somewhere, and their interaction with law enforcement is perfectly fine. But then there's always that one situation, and this is certainly a terrible tragedy. And as you mentioned, I don't know enough about how did he know there were law enforcement. Mm-hmm. I didn't see that on the body camera. I do know that the deputy did announce a couple of times, not the first time apparently, but a couple of times afterwards. So again, we're looking at, we're talking as if there's a perfect scenario where it's just a knock on the door and is this your lost dog or something of that nature. And those interactions go quite differently. So the deputy, again, I can't put myself in deputy's spot. I don't know what he was thinking, what his thought process was. So again, that's why we can't, or I can't comment on that. Even if it were our own officer-involved shooting, I'd be unlikely to comment about the thought process of the deputy, because the deputy likely has not been interviewed yet. Mm-hmm. And then I would not have, or at least this situation, I do not have the background on how this individual knew or would have known or should have known that there was a deputy at the door. So this is, again, that's why that there's an independent agency, the Florida mm-hmm. Department of Law Enforcement, that's reviewing it, and then the state attorney's office is really the one that's going to make the determination on whether it is criminal or not. And then ultimately, the sheriff, Okaloosa County Sheriff's Office, will make that determination on whether it was appropriate within their guidelines.
We got a bunch of events that are coming up that you guys are doing. I mean, a lot of events. In fact, tomorrow you have the Fallen Officers Memorial. Is that right?
That's correct. Tomorrow at right in front of the Escambia County Sheriff's Office, which is 1700 West Leonard Street, at 9 o'clock in the morning, we will have our annual law enforcement memorial as opportunity for us as an agency to pay tribute to those who lost their lives in the line of duty for Escambia County citizens. That will be Wednesday, tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock in the morning.
And then you have Coffee with a Cop coming up also Thursday.
Yeah, our Coffee with the Cops, they draw pretty good crowds. People love coffee, and in this case, we'll be at Drowsy Poet right there on Brent Lane.
Oh, all right.
And we'll be there from 7:30 to 10 o'clock. Come on in. We'll buy you a cup of coffee if you're inside there. That is May 16th. Again, the very next day at Drowsy Poet on Brent Lane.
And then the 21st and thereafter next week, you've got some stuff. You've got Dining with Deputies. So you're giving me coffee this week and next week food.
Well, I don't know if we're giving you food, but I think doing on the Dining with Deputies is these are foundation events. Bubba's 33 has decided, hey, we want to support the sheriff's office, and the best way to support the sheriff's office is through Escambia County Sheriff Foundation. And so Dining with Deputies is if you go to Bubba's, they will give us a portion, or they'll give the foundation a portion of the proceeds from everything that you buy there. So it's all day long. It's lunch and dinner. So we're asking if you're going to go to Bubba's anyways, and what a great place to go. You can go there on that date, and you're liable to see me. I'll probably eat twice there myself, and you'll see a lot of my my partners with me during lunch and during dinner time.
So it's more dining for deputies, not necessarily dining with deputies.
Yes, that's exactly right. Okay. I've been accused of doing this because I just want to eat at Bubba's 33, and I don't know that there's
food.
Any falsehood to that.
And then coming up on the 24th, you've got a movie night at Brownsville?
That's correct. We're starting our movie nights back up again. This year we'll have about four of them. This next one, the first one really, will be May the 24th at 5:30. Brownsville Community Center. Again, this is the large movie screen, the portable movie screen that we bring bring to them. And we buy, the foundation actually pays for hamburgers and hot dogs, and we'll feed them. This one will be Brownsville Community Center. I think it's actually behind there, a little park behind Brownsville Community Center. We've been talking about doing this one since I've had the roundtables, the gun violence roundtables, a year and a half ago or so. We talked about having something in Brownsville, and we had one set, but the rain, lightning, it was lightning storms. We had to cancel it, and so this one looks, hopefully the weather will be better. May 24th, 5:30, Brownsville Community Center, or right behind it, Sheriff's Movie Night. You can come. You can eat a free hot dog, hamburger, and again, this is paid for by the Escambia County Sheriff Foundation. I was just going to text and say, hey, we can clarify. It's called Dining for Deputies.
Oh, it is?
As you said. Dining for Deputies.
Marketing people,
but,
I think.
But there will be deputies there.
There will be
so
some.
You could be dining with them if you'd
so
like to.
So many prepositions potentially here. We could dining with, dining near, dining for.
I just got food on my mind. I just know Bubba's 33.
And again, you mentioned, but I just want to make sure people know, the expenses for these various kind of community outreach events are always funded by either drug seizure money or the foundation or a combination thereof, right?
That's correct.
Okay, very good. Sheriff Chip Simmons, as always, thank you so much for the time and for helping keep us safe, and we appreciate it. We'll talk to you again next week.
You bet. Y'all take care.